On a party-line vote, the Assembly Committee on Campaigns and Elections has approved a joint resolution calling for a constitutional convention to debate a federal balance budget amendment. At a hearing held last week, the author of the resolution, Assembly Republican Chris Kapenga, said since federal legislators are unwilling to deal with the federal debt and deficit, the states have to take the matter into their own hands.
The actions at the federal level are putting at risk the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness that Jefferson put in the Declaration of Independence. In light of this problem, it's time for the Wisconsin State Legislature to once again utilize our federal powers as authorized under Article 5 of the U.S. Constitution. We must require the federal government to operate under a balanced budget.
Kapenga says a convention to debate the proposed amendment has bipartisan support from more than a dozen legislatures so far, but Madison Democrat Therese Brousseau voted against Wisconsin joining that debate until there's agreement on what a balanced budget really means.
If we're going to just be that simplistic and say we're going to have a balanced budget, let's talk about, well, what exactly does that mean if we decide to go to war? What does it mean if there's some massive natural disaster? What did that mean to the budget at the time we had Katrina?
Two-thirds of the states would have to call for the convention before Congress would act on holding one, and three-fourths of the state legislatures would have to ratify an amendment before it became part of the Constitution. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.